Look at that heart. It's pretty, but we ain't got time to look at it. Adoption. Go talk. I gave a message last week on adoption. And it was, "We Cry Abba, Father." And I thought I'd be done. And I had the adoption of Abby and Danny on Monday. Yeah! Come on! Two more little Clarks roaming the world now. Amen. And you know, it touched me so. It touched me so. And what the judge said, I thought, you know what? It opened up my Bible to me in a whole new light. What I went through in that courtroom, and I'm going to try to explain it to you, and it might help you today when you see your position in Christ and how He loves you. Amen? So I've titled today's message right from the Bible. Say it with me. Heirs of God and what? With who? Well, that's craziness, ain't it? So now you're an heir of God and you're a joint heir with who? We read that in the Bible. And I think we say, "Well, I'm heir of God and heir of Jesus. Hallelujah." We don't know what it means. And what it does for us. Let's talk about it today. Passage of Scripture, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God," we talked about it last week, "they're the sons of God. For you've not received the spirit of bondage again to what?" No, we don't need to fear anymore because the devil ain't our daddy no more. Amen, say. "But you've received the spirit of what?" Adoption. "Now we cry, Abba, what?" And that word is just that word, daddy. Abba, daddy. That's what we cry now. Amen? I love that. Beautiful. "The Spirit itself bears witness within our spirit that we are the what? Children of God. And if what? Children." So if you're children of God, then you are what? Heirs. Now wait a minute. Then you're heirs, but then you're this. Look at this. You are heirs. You're joint heirs with who? With Jesus Christ. "If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also," what? "Glorified," what? "Together." All right, so let's go now. Here we go. So I went to court on Monday, 4:30. And this ain't like some little business office. No, you're in the courthouse. You're in the courtroom. The policeman's right over here. I got the clerks, two of them right up here. And here come the judge. You know, I don't want to be in the courtroom. You understand? Courtroom means not where I want to be. But in this situation, it's where I had to be if this was going to happen. So, can you say that with me? Here comes the what? Here comes the judge. There he is, right there in the middle. There's the judge. And that's our attorney, Jeff Rapkin. You don't know Jeffrey. Some of you do. Can we thank the Lord for Jeffrey? Come on. He don't even know we're thanking God for him. I know y'all love him. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, there's little Daddy, little Abby, and the judge. So here comes the judge. All right. Well, here's what happened. And you might say, does he always preach like this? Pretty much. I try to preach out of my life. See, Jesus loves us today, and the Bible's relevant today, and I'm a child of God today, not 3,000 years ago. You understand? I need help today. I don't know about you. Amen? So that's how I sort of preach. How's God talk to me and work with me and help me in my life? And if I preach that way, it might help somebody else. That's sort of my thinking. Call me a nut. It seems to work. Okay? So we're going to stay with it. All right? So, what happened? I go before the judge. See, Kim is already the mama. So basically, this spotlight was on me. Hey, Mr. Judge. So what happened? Pop it up. He said this. The judge said this to me. "Mr. Clark, do you understand that these children are as your own blood?" Yes, sir. "Mr. Clark, do you understand that you are responsible both legally and financially for these children?" Yes, sir. "Mr. Clark, do you understand that these children have equal and legal standing with your other children, and therefore are joint heirs of your estate?" What? Yes, sir, I do. So basically, he was saying three things to me. Now, hang in here. Wait, don't go to sleep on me. Three things. He was saying, my blood. Say my blood. Can we say it louder? And then he said this. My. And then my. That's what he said. I want you to say it three times, one more time with me, all from the top. My blood, my responsibility, and my. My mama married a man when I was about 14, but she had been living with him when I was about when I was about 11, and he was my stepdad. And there are a lot of good stepdads and stepmoms on this planet. Mine wasn't one of them. He ended up murdering my mama. Okay? This whole thing of adoption and stepdads and stepmoms, I'm probably a little screwed up because of my upbringing. You understand? And it was really good for me to go through this for Gary. Amen? It was good for me. And you know, I don't know how the law is, but it seems like the law is like if you're a stepdad or stepmom, you can just say bye. And the blood and the responsibility and the estate thing ain't happening. But adoption's different. Say adoption is different. Did you know in the Bible God never called you his stepchild? He very carefully uses the word adoption, 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 adoption. Okay? And I got lots of scripture, and Roger's looking at me. But the point is, this is a big deal for you as a believer in Christ. Remember these three points. My blood. You'll remember the message if you'll remember these three points. My blood, my responsibility, and my estate. One more time. My blood, my responsibility, and my estate. And when he was saying those things, it was like the judge was quoting Scripture to me in a way. He didn't, and he probably didn't know. Not enough knows the Scriptures. But the point of the matter is, our legal and judicial system in the United States of America, we are a Judeo-Christian nation. And the laws that we have came from the Bible, whether people want to believe it or not. That's why we know right and wrong. Are you kidding me here? All right? So, anyway, so no wonder when he says these things, it's ringing a bell with me because I'm a Bible guy. You know what I mean? Well, it touched me. And I knew when he was saying them, I know I'm preaching Sunday. The Lord started touching me right there. And so I want to take those three points, my blood, my responsibility, my estate, and help all of us in the room today. Here we go. Come on, Roger, we're rolling now. Adoption, what is it? The word literally means the placing of a son or a daughter. That's what the judge was doing. By his pen, after examination and appeals courts and things that we went through for 2 years, the judge, by his pen and writing, would say, Abby and Danielle are now placed equally. Blood, responsibility, your estate. He placed them into my family. Did you see that? That's what adoption means, the placing. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Come on, keep looking. Oh my, God did that for who? Come on, church, God did that for who? He placed us. He took us, hell raised us, lost on our way to a devil's hell. He took us and he placed us into his family. Is that pretty cool? Can we thank him for that? Come on, I think we'll thank him for that. We are now, because we put our faith in Jesus Christ. We accept his payment for our sin, and we believe in him by faith. We are now the sons and daughters of God. Where do you get that, crazy preacher? Right from the Bible. Beloved, now are we the what? And daughters of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, yes, sirree, we're going to be like him. And we're going to see him as he is. Amen. That's what the Bible says. We've been placed. We're sons and daughters of God. Are y'all hearing me? This will help you. This will help you. This will help you, crazy head. You want some serious self-esteem help? Get this message today and eat it up. you'll go away today. I'm telling you, it can change your whole life if you hear what we're talking about today. You listening? Say. Come on. So, what does that really mean? What does that really mean? Sons and daughters of God, and God adopted us. Well, here's our point. It's not that hard, guys. The judge said it to me. Well, the Bible says it to you. His blood. Say that with me. Did you see it ain't Gary's blood? Don't worship the preacher. I can't get you down the street. You need somebody to get you to heaven. Amen? Come on. Need somebody to get you into the family. I can tell you about it. I can proclaim it. Tell you the good news. But come on. He's the one that does it. Amen? It's whose blood? His blood. His blood. As children of God, now this is a crazy statement. We are as His own blood. Now that's crazy. Now that's a crazy statement right there. Come on. And matter of fact, somebody, he shouldn't be saying that. That's sacrilegious. That don't even sound right. I'm going to tell you something right now. As children of the living God, we are as His own blood. That is crazy. And we can't make it through this, and we can't make it through that. And are you kidding me? Whose blood is flowing through you? Him, baby. Say. Does that scare you? Come on, listen. Kids running out of the building. The Son of God became the Son of Man so that the sons and daughters of men could become the sons and daughters of God. Let's say that together. The Son of God became the Son of Man so the sons and daughters of men could become the sons and daughters of... That's pretty good. Come on now. His blood. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should do what? Taste death for every man. For it became Him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many what? Sons and daughters unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both He that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause He is not ashamed to call them what? That's crazy. Jesus calls us brother. That's almost sacrilegious sounding too. You can't call Jesus your brother. You can't be saying that. Well, that's what the Bible said. See, I'm a heir of God, and I'm a joint heir with what's His name? Is that what the Bible says? Come on, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I'll put my trust in Him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Lots of scripture, and I just pulled a bunch of them out here. But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own what? His own blood. He entered into once into the holy place, having obtained what for us? Eternal redemption for us. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, quit trying to get adopted by giving money to God. You're adopted because of the love of God and the grace of God and the blood of His own Son, Jesus. Amen? Oh, but if I give, if I do, I'll get to heaven. Hey, you know the judge didn't ask Danny and Abby one single question. And God didn't get your opinion either on Him saving you and sending His Son to the cross. Did you hear me today? Quit taking charge of Him, thinking you've got to do it. It's craziness. But with the what? Precious blood of who? Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We're talking about His blood just a little bit. I could go on forever on this, just with Scripture. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ did what? How good does that feel? Say. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. It peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But you know what God did? God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet what? Christ did what? He died for us much more than being now justified by His what? We shall be what? Saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Beautiful, isn't it?
His blood, His blood. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off, you're now made nigh because of what? The blood of Christ. For He's our what? He's our peace. He's broken. He's made both one now. He's broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinance, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the what? Cross, having slain the enmity thereby. And He came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit. Unto who? The Father. Because of Jesus. Because of the blood. Y'all hearing something today? The judge said, there is your own blood. Well, that's how you and I got redeemed. That's how we got in the family, by His blood. Are you hearing the same message say? Come on. Now therefore you're no more what? Quit living like one, acting like one, thinking you are one. You're no more strangers or foreigners anymore, but you're what? You're fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And you're built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Oh, my goodness. Even who? Jesus Christ Himself, the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly frames together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you're also builded together for a habitation of God through the family of God. Hallelujah. Children of God. Are you hearing it today? I mean, we could talk forever on this. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. Are you hearing it today? Come on, His blood. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in His who? He that has the Son has life. And he that has not the Son of God has not life. God gave His own Son, His own blood. We, as children of God, we are as His own what? Did that help anybody? Say. I am pretty cool, don't you? Danny and Abby should never go through life holding their head down. We're adopted. They ought to lift their head up and go, we're adopted. I don't want to be crude, but it don't take a whole lot to have a baby. Sex on a Friday night in the back seat of a car. Excuse me. I'm going to tell you something right now. To adopt a kid has to be your choice. It'll be scrutinized, criticized. It'll be put in the courts back and forth, up and down. Pretty powerful. God made the choice to save you. You are no accident. Did you hear me today? You're adopted. And by the way, everybody, after Jesus was adopted, let's say the old verse, for God so loved the world that He gave His, that means He has one begotten Son. But whosoever, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. See, everybody's adopted that believes in Christ. Don't be coming to me saying, you're born of God like you were born like Jesus, like you're Jesus. Because we're adopted, that doesn't make us Jesus, okay? But it gets us into His family, and we're heirs with Jesus and joint heirs with Jesus, and we're children of God, but it doesn't make you God. Did you hear me? Say yes or no, yes or no. You ain't God. Quit acting like it, okay? He's God, okay? But, hallelujah. We are as His own blood, though. Did you hear that or not? I might have got a little lost on that statement. But anyway, we're trying up here, okay? I'm watching that clock, and I ain't even on point two. Here's responsibility, and we only might make it this far, Raj. As children of God, I thought of this in my office this week when the judge told me, and I was sitting in my office, and I almost sounded again sacrilegious. But I had to challenge my own thinking this week. As children of God, we are what? That's a crazy statement. As children of God, we are His responsibility. I thought it's my responsibility to be His child. I thought it's my... Did you know the judge didn't ask Danny and Abby one question? He put the responsibility on me as dad. Did you know God took the responsibility upon Himself? And did you know that's why Scriptures can come alive to you now when you see them in the Scriptures? And you'll see some today. We are His responsibility. He's not a deadbeat dad. And He takes His responsibility seriously. And you're not an accident. It was His choice to take on this responsibility on Himself. Did you hear me today or not? Now watch it. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto us the heirs of promise, the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by a what? An oath. And you know, by the way, the judge had me swear. Do you swear? Did you know God swore to take care of you? God swore to be your daddy. God swore to be responsible for you. That's crazy. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to what? A lot of people can take an oath and they lie. God said, I took the oath to be your daddy, and I ain't lying. You can always count on me. I will always be there. Did you hear me? See, if you don't understand adoption, you're going to miss a lot of your Bible, the Scriptures that are out there for you. That's incredible. So it's impossible for God to lie. So therefore, He took this oath. Look, we might have a strong what? Consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that's set before us. Guys, you need to find some serious consolation today and comfort and strength knowing that God is responsible for you. He took an oath. God cannot lie. He's never going to turn His back on you. Yeah, but what if I do this and what if I do that? He ain't going to turn His back on you. I'm sorry if you believe that that's your God and He's going to turn His back on you. That's not the God of the Bible. That's a God you made up. If I'd have told the judge, hey, judge, I'm going to turn my back on my young'uns if they do this. He said, but get out of my courtroom then. Did you hear me? What He would have done. Which hope we have is a what? An anchor, man. I'm adopted by God. It's an anchor. Steadfast. So be for the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters within the what? The veil. This is great language. So God takes His responsibility for us. Did you know what? If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Did you know that? Say. Nothing makes me more sick. Excuse me. I'm going to get ugly now. Than a dad whose son does something wrong or the son doesn't just live up the way daddy wants. And so dad disowns the son. I sure am glad if you're in this room, dad, that you're not my dad. Did you hear me? God doesn't disown you. Okay? We grieve Him. We hurt Him. It happens. But I'm going to tell you what. When you cry out to daddy, He'll have open arms for you. Yeah, but you don't know what I did, preacher. Daddy knows what you did, and He's going to have open arms for you because He loves you to pieces. Did you hear me today? See, because He swore to take the responsibility on for you. He didn't swear, if you do this, and if you do this, and if you measure up, and if you're all that. Okay? Keep looking. Keep going. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, say it with me, I will what? Doesn't that come alive when you know you're adopted? When you know that He's placed you as His son and daughter? Did you know now that comes alive? I'm His responsibility. He will never leave me nor forsake me. And people say, yeah, but we taught it this way. I don't care what you've been taught. He ain't never leaving you nor forsaking you. Because He's a good dad. And He's good for it. You hear me today? Maybe it challenges you today. How about this one? But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever and amen. Did you know God is responsible for us and He takes His responsibility seriously and He's going to take care of you? He's going to supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Did you believe that or not? He didn't say all your greed. He said all your need. He knows what you need. And Daddy's going to take care of you because He's good for it. You and I ain't good for it sometimes. I'm glad Dad's the dad, aren't you, say? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I now go and do what? Prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back. I'm going to receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. See, God takes his responsibility seriously, being your dad. Did you feel it or not? Going to prepare a place for us. Go come again. Where I am, that's where you're going to be. You feel it in a different light, or am I just going kooky on you? As children of God, we are his responsibility. And Raj, we're going to finish just with the last point. I'm not going to preach it. The judge said his estate. His estate. As children of God, we're heirs and we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ to God's estate. And I don't have time to preach it. You can go online, get the notes, and the next hour we'll continue and we'll get into that a little bit more. But the point is, the same exact thing the judge told me is the same exact thing God has been trying to tell us. It's my blood, God says. My son shed his blood so that you could be as my own blood. Did you hear me? Your blood wasn't going to cut it. We need his blood. But when you have his blood, you're as my own blood. Number two, he is responsible for you. He is responsible for you. Take that pressure off. Am I saying you shouldn't live for God and do the right thing? No. And you ought to do the right thing. Just get it out of your mind that God's going to lie. God's going to leave you. God's going to throw you under the bus. God's going to throw you out with the trash. It ain't happening, guys. It's just not happening because he's a good dad. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Yeah. Are y'all cool on that or not? Some of you are still thinking, I think he'll throw me out in the trash. You need to really bathe yourself in the love of God. You hear me? This helped me this week because I struggle like that. And then his estate. Just go ahead and put it to bed, man. One day, just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven, of touching a hand and finding it God's, of breathing new air and finding it celestial, of waking up in glory and finding it home. Home, man. Home, I made it. Welcome home, son. Welcome home, daughter. Told you I was good for it. Amen. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Come on, amen.